Okay, go.
Okay, my name is Marvina Kemp, born and raised in Seattle, Washington, to Marvin Thomas and Adolphus Dubose. They were raised in Crystal Springs, Mississippi, and Selma, Alabama. My father worked at Boeing's in Seattle, but he grew up in Crystal Springs. During the summers, we would go and visit our grandmother in the country, and I just remember the living, how they lived in the country. You know, they boiled the water. We took baths in a pan. We had an outhouse. My grandma had three kids. My dad was the youngest, and they were all 10 years apart. And I just remember how it was totally different coming to the city. Everything we had was just, we didn't have to worry, but going to the country, you know, it was just, nobody was there. It was like dark. We had, for fun, we would skip rocks. We didn't have, there was no, you know, there was no sports there. The store was miles away. I remember just, we would walk the railroad tracks. Being young, I didn't really understand what it was all about, but as I got older, I just remember it stuck with me. You know, the living for the city, the living in the country was two different things. Now it makes sense when you got older why none of those people would never go anywhere.
So why did
That's all
that,
they knew.
so how did that change when you went to school? 'Cause you ended up going to school, right?
Yeah, I went to school in private school. My mom was fortunate enough to do good work, so we got a scholarship at St. Mary's, so a Catholic school in Seattle. It was right around the corner from our house. And I just remember, you know, we wore uniforms, you know, we just, you know, it was always about giving back during that time. Now I see, but during that time I didn't know. You know, my mom was able to help out one of the fathers at the church. She was a single parent, but I just remember that we were able to do a lot of stuff from her good deed. You know, get to go places, getting tickets and different things, but I didn't know. I just knew she, you know, she just worked at Bon Marché. So if you can imagine how old that was, the Bon Marché. My mom worked at the Bon Marché, and we went to private school. So we got a scholarship. You know, we had to just do what they asked us to do, and that giving from that young age started then.
So when
And I
you
know.
so when you went on to college, how did you get to college from St. Mary's?
I went to St. Mary's Holy Names. Didn't like Holy Names because I said I had enough of these private schools, uniforms, and ended up going to Garfield after a year of Holy Names. And I went to Edmonds Community College and then just started the foundation shortly, you know, after 98. My dad died of cancer. And from that point on, I just, something instilled in me to give back. I guess because of my parents' upbringing, not having a lot, and just made me want to do stuff to give back and show support. And that's how it started, just being young and seeing the different upbringings in our life that I wanted to, you know, I saw what less fortunate meant. I saw what if you do good things, you know, things come. So my mom, we were able to get scholarships because my mom would work and help out. You know, they gave us a discount at the time. You know, nobody knew what discount was. You pay this or you pay that. That's all I knew when I was young. But I know my mom would be helping out, and they would say, all you have to do is pay this amount. So all that stuff stuck at a young age. So I just watched her and the neighbors. They would give back. My dad would give back. And so I'm assuming that's where it all came from, my parents and the upbringing. My dad, my grandpa, I just remember he was a butcher. And he a butcher? Yeah, he was a butcher, so that was considered back in the day. You had money. So mm-hmm. on the side, he would get extra meat and sell it to the neighborhood because he had, you know, he had the big family. Mm-hmm. And everybody would help. You know, they knew that the Dubose family, if he had old shoes, old clothes, they'd make it work. They put cardboard in the shoes because, you know, they had holes. And somebody would give a pair. They would just make stuff work for what they needed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they was a happy family. Nobody complained. They just, you know, you took what you got. You better be happy. You better not complain.
Yeah, so you say that you talk about the Dubose family, so that's mm-hmm. that's a pretty famous name in this country. Is there any connection to the Dubose family?
Yeah, my cousin Demetrius Dubose, you know, he was murdered the San Diego police in 1999, and I started a foundation in his honor in 2000, so that's been a 20-year history of just giving back. You know, once a year we'll do the football camp in his honor, and you know they're still going back and forth with different pursuing, but I don't know if anything will come out of it, but they definitely were. His name is still relevant all over, you know. We mm-hmm. keep it going. I know this past they had a memorial and different stuff in San Diego, so
mm-hmm.
So other than that, just.
So that's a real tragedy that touches your family. Even all the successes and accolades that uh-huh. you and your loved ones have gone through, it doesn't mean that you're not touched by tragedy and trauma, right? So is that what gives you the empathy for people who go through that, or what? What has you, other than what they instilled in you, what has you continue to do this work? To honor your father and to honor your cousin's name, why are you chosen to do that and not somebody else?
Just feel the need, feel that I've seen a lot and want to give back from the heart, not for, you know, for money. Like some people, you got to do this and you'll get money. So I've come out my pocket. I've had people donate. I have families come out, and it was just, you know, just being a blessing to others. Since mm-hmm. I figure I've been blessed, so mm-hmm. if I can bless others,
mm-hmm. well, that's beautiful.
I could, you know, continue to help and help others, and others can grow and learn mm-hmm. and understand.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. So, hey, that's a start. I just wanted to give the people a sense of who you are, and that would be enough. And I'll send you the recording that I made here, and to sort of keep you in the mix.
My name is Marvina Kemp, born and raised in Seattle, Washington, to Marvin Thomas and Adolphus Dubose. They were raised in Crystal Springs, Mississippi, in Selma, Alabama. My father worked at Boeing's in Seattle, but he grew up in Crystal Springs. During the summers, we would go and visit our grandmother in the country, and I just remember the living, how they lived in the country. You know, they boiled the water. We took baths in a pan. We had an outhouse. My grandma had three kids. My dad was the youngest. And they were all 10 years apart. And I just remember how it was totally different coming to the city. Everything we had was just, we didn't have to worry, but going to the country, you know, it was just, nobody was there. It was like dark. We had, for fun, we would skip rocks. We didn't have, there was no sports there. The store was miles away. I remember just, we would walk the railroad tracks. Being young, I didn't really understand what it was all about, but as I got older, I just remember it stuck with me. You know, the living for the city, the living in the country was two different things. Now it makes sense when you got older why none of those people would never go anywhere.
You ended up going to school, right?
My mom was fortunate to do good work, so we got a scholarship at St. Mary's, so a Catholic school in Seattle. It was right around the corner from our house. And I just remember, you know, we wore uniforms. You know, it was always about giving back during that time. Now I see, but during that time I didn't know. You know, my mom was able to help out one of the fathers at the church. She was a single parent, but I just remember that we were able to do a lot of stuff from her good deed. Mm-hmm. You know, get to go places, getting tickets and different things, but I didn't know. I just know she, you know, she just worked at Bon Marché. Mm-hmm. So if you can imagine how old that was, the Bon Marché. My mom worked at the Bon Marché.
Mm.
And we went to private school. So we got a scholarship, you know, we had to just do what they asked us to do. And that giving from that young age started then.
How did you get to college from St. Mary's?
I went to St. Mary's Holy Names. Didn't like Holy Names because I said I had enough of these private schools, uniforms. And ended up going to Garfield after a year of Holy Names. And I went to Edmonds Community College. Started the foundation shortly, you know, after 98. Mm-hmm. My dad died of cancer. And from that point on, something instilled in me to give back. I guess because of my parents' upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
Not having a lot and just made me want to do stuff to give back and show support.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's how it started. Just being young and seeing the different upbringings in our life that I wanted to, you know, I saw what less fortunate meant.
Mm-hmm.
I saw what if you do good things, you know, things come. So
mm-hmm.
My mom, we were able to get scholarships because my mom would work and help out. You know, they gave us a discount.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, you
mm-hmm.
know, nobody knew what discount was.
Mm-hmm.
You pay this or you pay that. That's mm-hmm. all I knew when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
But I know my mom would be helping out, and they would say, all you have to do is pay this amount. So all that stuff stuck
mm-hmm.
at a young age. So mm-hmm. I just watched her and the neighbors. They would give back. My dad would give back. And so I'm assuming that's where it all came from, my parents and the upbringing. My dad, my grandpa, I misremember, he was a butcher. And, is he a butcher? Yeah, he was a butcher, so that was considered back in the day. He had money. So mm-hmm. on the side, he would get extra meat and sell it to the neighborhood because he had, you know, he had the big family.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody would help, you know, they knew that the Dubose family, if he had old shoes, old clothes, they'd make it work. They put cardboard in the shoes because, you know, they had holes and somebody would give a pair. They would just make stuff work for what they needed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they was a happy family. Nobody complained. They just, you know, you took what you got. You better be happy. You better not complain.
Is there any connection to the Dubose family?
Yeah, my cousin Demetrius Dubose, you know, he was murdered the San Diego police in 1999, and I started a foundation in his honor in 2000, so that's been a 20-year history of just giving back. You know, once a year we'll do the football camp in his honor.
So that's a real tragedy that touches your family, even all the successes and accolades that uh-huh. you and your loved ones have gone through. It doesn't mean that you're not touched by tragedy and trauma, right? So is that what gives you the empathy for people who go through that, or what? What has you, other than what they instilled in you, what has you continue to do this work to honor your father and to honor your cousin's name? Why are you chosen to do that and not somebody else?
Just feel the need, feel that I've seen a lot and want to give back from the heart, not for, you know, for money. Like some people, you got to do this and you'll get money. So I've come out my pocket. I've had people donate. I have families come out. And it was just, you know, just being a blessing to others since mm-hmm. I figure I've been blessed. So
mm-hmm.
if I can bless others.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
You know, continue to help and help others and others can grow and learn and understand.
Beautiful. So, hey, that's a start. I just wanted to give the people a sense of who you are, and that would be enough. And I'll send you the recording that I made here, and to sort of keep you in the mix.